The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. We've just witnessed what happens in Senate confirmation hearings when God shows up. We've seen what can happen when a genuine, God-fearing individual is nominated for a high position in government. Many Republicans, as well as Democrats, said that Amy Barrett was too religious to get through the confirmation process and be seated on the U.S. Supreme Court. But she never wavered in her confession of Jesus Christ as her God. Most in government were schooled in the idea that you must not show much attachment to Christianity or you'll be too radical to be elected or appointed to government. We've bought this lie and our nation has gone steadily downhill. She didn't. She sought first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and she had added to her all she needed. In 2016, we elected a very conservative president who has enacted most of his policy by biblical principles, whether he knew that or not. And while Donald Trump's personality has often not been characterized by biblical principles, most of his policies as president have been. Thus, he has nominated judges who are proving to be much more in line with our Constitution. That's why the socialists hate him so much. This has now culminated in Amy Barrett becoming one of our Supreme Court justices, perhaps the most conservative yet. Time will tell. Elections have consequences. For years, most of us who were conservative Christians did not go to the polls and vote, believing that we should fix our mind on, quote, heavenly things, which probably weren't as heavenly by God's definition as we thought. Thus, on our watch, our school children had the reading of the Bible and the Ten Commandments removed from their sight. The murdering of children in the womb was legalized. Sodomites came out of the closet and began to invade education and government so as to destroy religious liberty and install their disordered thinking in the minds of the next generation. Drugs became an epidemic. Many of our children were destroyed on earth while our minds were, quote, focused in heaven, we thought. And a whole host of other disorders invaded our land because we weren't watching. Elections have consequences. And this year we found out that Satan's real aim with all this distraction was to shut down the church across the land, which he's done a great deal through wicked government dictators cloaked with the title of governor or mayor. People who Christians voted for because we like their personality better than their opponent. Elections have consequences. So I urge you, go to the polls and vote, and vote principles instead of personalities. You may not like Donald Trump or Mitch McConnell's personalities. Oftentimes I don't. But if here in Kentucky you vote against them, you'll be voting for people who've taken a legal pledge called a notification of declaration to support a platform which works for the murder of children in the womb, as well as sodomy and its fruit, gender confusion. If they tell you they are pro-life, they either lied on the legal pledge they signed, or they are lying to you. Do you want someone like that making laws you have to live by? Stand where God stands on the issues, and He will show up to preserve the liberty of our children to hear His word and follow Him. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours and our pilgrim seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.